Coming up next on your computer dial or wherever you're listening, it's Bathrop Spears Broadsides, the August 17th, 2023 edition. This, as usual, it's getting to be usual, on Thursdays is a flashback. Although slightly unusual, I don't usually do this. It's back only to the, I guess it's the 25th of April, 2019, 4 years ago. And I usually go further back because I usually pick on flashbacks that haven't been described and haven't been played in quite a while. But the reason I'm going to this one is it's been pointed out to me that this period, the Ross Camp period, the struggle for a defense of those people who had first been directed and driven to the Ross Camp by police and then were being threatened with forcible removal under the pretext of adequate shelter and housing, had finally gotten the services of an attorney who was helping organize the Santa Cruz Homeless Union under Alicia Cool, Keith McHenry, and others, who actually took the city successfully for about a week to court. And then eventually, perhaps, maybe it was that precedent that both emboldened the community to resist 2 years later when the city attempted to move on the new homeless encampment at the Duck Pond / Benchlands. Wasn't in the Benchlands yet really very much, but it was mostly in the Duck Pond and upper San Lorenzo Park area, to move it away and to disperse it. And police were tromping through and telling people to leave. And I don't know if they were tearing down tents or not under Chief Andy Mills and City Manager Martine Bernal. As some may remember, the community stepped up the second time the police moved on the remains of the Duck Pond / San Lorenzo campground and blocked the police from going after the homeless folks and destroying their tents and forcing them away, although homeless people largely, I think, initially evacuated and left empty tents. But the next day, an actual injunction was secured, a second injunction, this one in federal court that held. And it was, actually, I think both were in federal court, the earlier injunction that you're going to be hearing talked about at the Ross Camp. But this one held for, well, I guess from 2020 in the winter all the way to the dispersal of the Benchlands in the autumn of 2022, although the injunction itself was dispelled in the, I guess it was the summer of 2021. But the city had no alternatives because it itself had actually chosen the Benchlands as one of its favored campground areas under pressure from a briefly successful coalition that was elected in 2018 that had a progressive, truly progressive council majority under Drew Glover, Chris Crone, Sandy Brown, and briefly Justin Cummings before he turned tail and ran to the Watkins-Matthews majority, or actually minority until it became a majority with Justin Cummings, although was it Matthews or was it Myers? I think Myers was there too. Perhaps Matthews hadn't lasted that long, I don't recall at the moment. But it was the issue that really moved me and that really, I think, made it worth replaying some of this and some of the excitement of the time was the spirit of resistance people had. It didn't yet coalesce into the active stand your ground, confront the police resistance that happened a year and a half later. But it was perhaps prepared for by the work of the Santa Cruz Homeless Union, Anthony Prince, who I have many disagreements with and have been critical of in other ways, but still, it was he and the Alicia Cool leadership that had, as well as the other organizations that jumped in to support folks who were in the Ross, first in the Ross camp, later in the Phoenix camp that happened that fall in 2019, and then finally in the San Lorenzo campground. Again, just simply looking to treat homeless people decently and not keep moving them around the city pointlessly, which has been and is now the policy of the city and the police. We got some reports of that at the Huff meeting, which I'll be talking about, the 2023 Huff meeting that just happened today, if you're listening to this on August 17th. And I'll be discussing that presumably on Sunday, hopefully. You'll be hearing probably some of that meeting. But briefly, there's going to be an update on the next day. That's the next day in, I guess it would be in April 26th, at the TRO hearing, the temporary restraining order hearing in federal court. You'll be hearing discussion from the Ross camp. Anthony Prince, the attorney, is going to be speaking back against the face of a local court decision by Judge Paul Burdick, which essentially upheld the public nuisance claims of the city about the Ross camp, when in fact, of course, the city is doing all it could to be a nuisance to all the rest of the homeless, and as much of a nuisance as would drive them away. That's my perspective. And there's more from the city council. And if you want more details, and you don't want to listen through to the whole 2 hours, in a couple of days, if you're listening to this on Thursday the 17th, I should have a more detailed description of some of the dialogue that's going on. But in the meantime, here it is for you.